Number one. Hatoifes l'bal choiv b'mokoyim shechav l'acher. Shaila in the Gemara, whether kana or whether loy kana. If you take a look at Rashi, Dibra maschol loy kana. It's in the middle of the Amid here in Daf Yud Amid Aleph. Rashi says, Hatoifes l'bal choiv b'mokoyim shechav l'acherim loy kana. Kidamrinim b'ksubis. Like the Gemara said in Masechtas Ksubis, the lav kol kemine, a person does not have an amanus. He doesn't have the power, liyos koyfeitz me'elov, to get excited and to jump on his own, v'chav le'elu, and do something that's going to end up being to the detriment of other people. Me'achar shelo yasoy oisei hanoshe shliach litvois. And the reason is because no one ever made you a shliach. I mean that no one ever made you a shliach, so you're operating under the prism of Zachan Ladam Shalay Bafanov. To the extent that it comes at the expense of somebody else, this is not something that you have a right to do. Rashi says, Bok Tzener, that although there's a halach of Atoifis of Balchoy, B'makim Shechav La'acherim, Loikana, that's only if the Balchoy did not make the Toifis a Shliach. If, however, the Balchoy would make the Toifis a Shliach, in that case, the halach would be different. And the truth is, if you think about it in Svara, it's very logical. What's the problem with Atoifis of Balchoy, B'makim Shechav La'acherim? No one ever made you a shliach. So what gives you then a right to be zoicha on behalf of somebody else? Zachen l'adam shaloi bevanov. To the extent that it's chav la'acherim, so it's not schia. And if it's not schia, it's a problem. And even though it is a schia for the person that you're being toifis for, but the chiddush of atoifis of al-chayi b'makom shechav la'acherim is that when we take schus into consideration, we don't only look at the person that you're doing this for, but we take everyone into consideration. And once it's chav la'acherim, so that's a chisorin in the schus that is necessary in order to invoke the principle of Zachen La'adam Shaloi Bafan. Stating that, Toisvis here, Alatar, Bava Metzia Daf Yudam Aleph. And this Toisvis is also Mesachtis Ksubis Daf Yudam Aleph. It's also Mesachtis Gittin Daf Yudam Aleph Aleph. It's verbatim, this Toisvis. Toisvis says that this Rashi is a Pella Atzuma. It's contradicted by a Mefurish Gemara. Perikah Koisiv Ksubis Peidal on the days. The Gemara there tells a story about Yemar Bar Choshu Ayin Shah. But it's a Mefurish Gemara Toisvah says that I have that you see a Toifis of Balchoy b'makom shechav la'acherim is an issue even if the Balchoy made the Toifis in Shlishliach. In other words, we have a Machloikis that's Oy made Beruma Shaloyim. Ha Toifis of Balchoy b'makom shechav la'acherim loy zocho. Is that dafka if the Balchoy didn't make the Toifis in Shlishliach? That's Shitas Rashi. If, however, the Balchoy would make the Toifis into a Shliach, Shluchei Shaladim Kemoisai, this would not be a problem. Or do we say it's even if the Balchoy made the Toifis into a Shliach, it doesn't matter. That's Shitas Toifis, which although sounds like a Chiddush, but Toifis says, Avim Mefurish Gemara, a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya with Yema Barchoshu, Ayin Ksubis Peidal Ramad Bezok, Tzoyis HaChoyshin and Simen Kufhei. Siv gotten aleph. What's the spear in the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos? Says the Ktzoyis. The beer in the machloikis is had a zochen la adam shloi b'fun of work. Schia mitam shlichos or schia mitam yad. Tosfos shita in shas and most notably in Ksubas daf yad aleph amar aleph in the sugi of ger kotam at bilin oisei al das bezdin is that the way zochen la adam shloi b'fun of works is mitam shlichos, meaning the reason a person can be zoicha on behalf of somebody, even if that person never made him a shliach to do this, is because anan sahadi, that had the person known, he would have made him a shliach. So that now, even though we didn't make him a shliach, it's as if he's a shliach. But the way schia works is mitam shlichos. Rishonim, in the beginning of Ish Mekadesh, learned not that way. And they learned that could be schia doesn't work mitam shlichos, but schia works mitam yad. There's a chiddush that if something is a schus for somebody else, a person can go without ever having been instructed to do so, be zoichen that thing on behalf of that person, not with the parish of shlichos, but literally with the parish of yad. And we look at it as if the person himself is doing it. Zok de ktsois, toisus l'shitasa who holds. That schia is mitam shlichos. Couldn't be mechalik in toifus of al-chayv between asoy shlich, aloy asoy shlich. Because at the end of the day, zochen l'adam shloi b'fan of works with an anan sahadi that you would have made him a shlich. Just because it's chav l'acherim doesn't take away the anan sahadi that I would have made you a shlich. So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, but in this case, it was a shlich. Schia is dachsaivi mitam shlichos. So being that they're both shlichos, how could there be a difference between where it was asoy shlich or it's anan sahadi that Ilufino, he would have made him into a shliach. Rashi, however, learned that Schia is not mitam shlichos, Schia is mitam yad. The Ksois has a whole nother mahalach of how maybe Schia works in Shitas Rashi and in the Shitas of Rishon in the beginning of Perak Ish Mekadesh Ayin Shom. But the bottom line is, it's not a plain vanilla shlichos. If it's not a plain vanilla shlichos, then there's mokim to say svara and to be logical and rational and make distinctions between a situation of schia where it's chav lachem versus a situation of shlichos where it's chav lachem.